Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Diehards, it's Monday. It's time to go out and make a f-ing sale. Do you know the hardest door to open in sales is your car door? Why don't you get your ass in the car and go out and make a few sales calls? I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the book, Get Shit Done. It's Monday. Go get shit done.
Thanks, Jeffrey. I'm Jen Gittimer, author of Sales in a New York Minute, and it's time. We're so excited you've joined us today because we have an amazing episode. Take a listen.
Hello.
I'm just your sales babe here today.
Yeah. It's raining outside in Charlotte, if you give a shit. And at least it's not snowing if you're in Minnesota. But I think that you need to understand that we're going to present a universal message today. And the message is all about you. Jen.
So you want to make more sales. You want to grow your business, whether your business be you're working for a company and you want to grow your sales or you want to grow your business, your revenue. And we want to talk about one of the best ways to do so, which begins with investing in your business relationships. Don't get this wrong. Don't be like, I'm not paying off my customers. Good. We don't want you to. This is not about like a
payoff
or a bribe,
you bribe
or
them.
Anything.
Oh, wait. No, you know what? Interestingly, you offer them a spiff, which is the same fucking thing.
No, this is not about any of that. This is about what are you doing to invest in the relationship. Ken Walls, get your ass in here. Ken Walls is saying, hey, and he's literally in that loft right there.
All right.
Brian, Cynthia, hey, you guys, if you're here, make sure you invite your friends to watch this because we are about to get into something really good for you.
Yep. So, hello, Anthony. Hello, Jim.
Hello, hello.
And we have some stuff that I think is important today, but I want you to think about it this way. Are you coughing? Are you top of mind? When you invest in your customer and you offer them something that doesn't cost you a dime other than your time, for example, if you're in the manufacturing business and you're selling something that's a component part to customers that are producing things, then you send them a weekly or a daily safety message. How long does that take?
Mm-hmm.
Answer, not very long. Mm-mm. Less time than it takes for you to watch some stupid-ass Netflix show. And
which
this,
is about 22 minutes.
Right. This keeps you top of mind. Like, oh, I got my safety message today from Jim. Or you can be Brian Kelm and you can have your how to keep relationships together.
Ooh.
Because after a few years, they start drifting. And you have, because Brian's in the marriage business, he performs weddings and stuff like that. But I think he also does divorces. I'm not really sure what his deal is. But I think that you have to put yourself in a position of what are you doing? And how can you help others? You don't sell life insurance. You tell people how to live a longer life. And then they want to be attracted to you instead of repelled by you.
So I need you guys to help me out. If you were to rate yourself like in a Yelp review with 5 being the best.
Yeah.
What would you say you are? And be honest, you can be a 1. We all have lots to learn. But what would you say you are on a 5-point scale in terms of being the most thoughtful, investing the most in your business relationships? And, you know, thoughtfulness in business is not just going out and sending a box of cookies or sending chocolate like
and
then with a
diet,
card, and
right.
Then being like, hey, thanks so much for that great meeting. Thoughtfulness is actually doing something that they would consider thoughtful. So for example, last Friday, I spoke to a group of amazing GloPros. They are these people who they're licensed franchisees, they're licensed distributors. They show up to your house, they pull open a tent, and you get naked, and they spray your body, okay, with spray tan.
Do they look at you?
Freaking awesome. Yeah, they have to. I mean, they have to spray you and make sure you have no lines. I did it before our wedding. That's why my tan was so good.
Oh.
Anyway, but which, by the way, was really funny when I ran into my Glow Pro at Sephora, and she was like, Jen. I'm like, uh-oh, I don't know who this is. And she's like, you don't know who I am, right? And I'm like, and she's like, I sprayed you for your wedding.
I've seen you naked.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, she's seen me naked. Anyway, so I spoke to this group of amazing females, and the owner of the Glow Pro company was wearing an owl. And like a necklace, an owl necklace. And I just so happened to come across an owl piggy bank that I kept in my bedroom growing up that I had my like entire childhood. How meaningful would that be to her? Because we had this whole conversation about how I love elephants and she loves owls. How thoughtful would that be if I sent her that piggy bank?
Unbelievable. Empty the contents.
No, but that's thoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness is not just sending something to be done with it. Thoughtfulness is sending something that the other person is going to perceive as like, wow. Now, it costs me nothing. I already own it, right?
Correct.
It's the thought.
How do you measure if you're thoughtful?
Mm.
How do you measure if you have done it? Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. So Glenn, Bill, and I were in Indianapolis.
What's up, Glenn?
And we eat at Shapiro's Deli, which has an amazing corned beef sandwich and perfect pickles and everything you would want. It's been an institution in Indianapolis, probably second generation, maybe even third generation. Second generation for sure. So let's say it's been there 50, 60 years. So Glenn and I are eating lunch, and he knew everybody. And not proactively going to a table, but people proactively coming over to him to shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that he has been thoughtful to them.
Yeah.
That tells you that he has created a community of people that like him because of who he is, what he did, and how he has lived his life. And he's no puri. Listen, you know, he swears with the best of them.
He has a shit too.
Yeah. But, and he, you know, roots for the wrong teams. But that's a whole
other. If you don't root for the Eagles, they're automatically the wrong teams. Right.
But he gave me the striped pants from Indiana University basketball team. And I see him all the time. And when I see the striped pants, I think of him.
That's cool.
Just think about that.
That's really cool.
Okay, so
let's back up for 1 second, because I don't even know if we set the stage why this is so important. Okay, everyone wants referrals. Everyone wants great testimonials. Everyone wants repeat business. And the way to get there is by creating these deep emotional connections, not just by providing the thing that they bought. That's not enough.
Like, no.
They can get that thing most likely from anyone else. So what's going to trump, and I'm sorry for those of you that don't like that word, but it's just a word, okay? What's going to trump providing that service or product that you offered? Well, it's the deep emotional connection. And so what we're talking about today is everything you can do to invest in that business relationship. And again, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5. How good are you at that?
Yeah. And you can post it in there if you want to. I'm a 4, I'm a 3. Don't lie and say you're a 3. You're either a 2 or a 4. But I think that you have to look at yourself and say, okay, what can I do? What more can I do to stay top of mind? And sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice some of your personal time in order to invest in your personal relationships.
So let's give an example.
Or your business relationship. Okay. You watch TV at night for an hour, spend an hour figuring out your best relationships and what can you do to communicate to them? Because communication is relatively free today.
Yeah. So for example, last week, Martin Rooney was here.
Yep, the great Martin Rooney.
And we were interviewing him on our show that's going to be released soon about his new book, Coach to Coach. It's going to be awesome. And Jeffrey, what did you give to him? What was the thought process? What happened? Talk about that.
Martin Rooney is a top 10 physical trainer, personal trainer in the world. his company Training for Warriors. He has trained fighters, pro football players, the combine. He's created literally $1 billion in revenue for people that he has trained on a professional level. His daughter, Sophia, is one of the top 10 athletes, high school athletes in the country, and she's just a freshman, and he coaches her. But when you touch him, nothing moves. He's like a fucking rock, man. Tree stump, you name it. He's fit. Mm-hmm. Pisses off anybody that's not fit, I can guarantee you that. But he's this enthusiastic, amazing guy. So I come across, because I'm an eBay person, I'm a Red Star, but that's a whole other issue. I come across the 100th anniversary of physical fitness came out in the 50s. It's like a 3-cent stamp. I'll tell you when that was. But it was autographed. The first day cover was autographed by Jack LaLanne, who is the grandfather of physical fitness, personal development in America. So I bought it. It wasn't a lot of money, but I framed it. And I give it to Martin, who idolized this guy. You don't know what kind of emotional impact you can have for under $20.
Yeah.
And A, it was memorable. B, he'll put it where he can see it. C, he'll think of me every time he looks at it.
How bonding do you think that was?
Oh, big.
And let's break that down. Like, why? What made that so special to Martin? Because you could have given him anything. You could have given him...
Yeah, it would have been nothing to anybody else in the whole wide world. But this guy set the record for 100 push-ups. Martin is one of the few people on the planet that can actually do 100 push-ups.
But what's more meaningful? A $20 gift that Martin's going to have an emotional connection to, or a $500 steak dinner?
Of course, the $20.
Right.
Or so, even more meaningful than a $20 Starbucks card. They both cost $20.
Right. Right. But I'm putting it at the extreme. Like, Jeffrey, you could have taken him to a steak dinner and treated him and bought the most expensive
bottle. We could have fought over the check and he could have won.
You could have gotten him the most expensive bottle of wine.
Yeah.
All the things. But what is going to be more meaningful to him? Showing him that, A, you were thinking of him when you weren't with him. Right?
Yeah.
You were thinking
true.
Of him. And came across this item. You either searched for it or came across it, but you found it. You found something yep. that would be a treasure to him. And I want you, diehard, to think about what could be a treasure to your customer. And that means you have to actually get to know them. You can't like know them surface level because you won't understand the treasures. So here's another example, because this is pretty cool. So when we did the virtual seminar series here, and Jeffrey was teaching his seven-figure sales formula, we had a bunch of VIP clients come in because they didn't want to watch Jeffrey over the internet. They wanted to be here in person.
Yeah, they flew in. Literally
and
flew in.
We rolled out the red carpet, literally. And after the event, we took them to lunch. And at that lunch, I guess Mary, I didn't know anything about this, but Mary, who's our salesperson and had been communicating with the clients and had been their liaison to making this all happen, showed one of the clients or introduced one of the clients, this lady, Casey, hibiscus tea. She introduced that to her. So what happens this week? Mary, and she lent this to me so I could do a little show and tell for you guys who are watching on Facebook Live. Mary gets this card in the mail and she opens it up and there's a tea quote inside and it says, "You introduced me to hibiscus tea, had to share a cup with you." And she literally put a tea bag in here and there's a really nice note along with it.
Yeah.
This is not even
buck and a half.
$5 with yeah. shipping. But how meaningful is this to Mary?
How much are stamps?
I don't know.
Got it. No one uses the mail anymore.
No.
No one mails a letter.
You can buy, we buy our stamps online.
Yeah. And tell me when the last time you went to a post office was. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Anyway. Sometimes
I went once in 2019, I think.
Sometimes you... want to invest a little bit more than others if it's a meaningful customer and you want to say something to them that means something to them. You may get them something that you know is personal to them, but the key is, do you know anything about them? Mm-hmm. The key is, how deep is your relationship right now that you even know what it is that they would treasure?
Yeah.
That you would know what it is that they want. We had a call yesterday. It's not fair to mention the guy's name, I don't think, but we had a really nice podcast episode yesterday, and it was, we connected. He already knew me. He was a fan of mine very well. Inc. 500 person, very successful on his own. And gets down to the end of the show, and we start talking about kids. And he has a 10-year-old daughter who's going to be 11, and I have a 10-year-old daughter that's going to be 11, and like 2 weeks apart, literally. We waxed on that for who knows how long about their technology, about what school they go to, about, and all of a sudden now we're like BFFs. In fact, we invited him down here for the day and said, bring your daughter, just take her out of school. That's the deal. The closer you can get by doing something meaningful, by investing in that relationship, and I can promise you, when he comes down and brings his daughter and wife, she's invited, they're going to spend a couple of days together. And we'll be friends literally for the next 50 years if I live that long. And
you will, honey.
And you can't say enough grace over that.
Yeah. So I guess the point is, find a way to create that connection.
Find the link.
And then
find something that you like, that they like, that you know about, that they know about, that you're an expert at, that they're an expert at or want to be an expert at, and boom, it clicks.
Yeah, and then figure out what you can do to make it even stronger by something that's thoughtful,
yeah,
like a
meaningful,
physical, tangible thing that, you know, doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. Like, we were talking to some salespeople about this, and they're like, well, I'm not, if I spend my commission money to invest in one customer, how do I know how many customers to do that with? Like, what if I spend, I don't know, $10 on one customer? Where do I stop?
And the answer is, whenever you feel like it. If you want to be a cheap bastard and not do this, it's totally 100% up to you. But I can promise you, the more personal impact that you can make with someone about their thing, the easier it's going to be for you to connect with them when you need. They'll refer other people to you. They'll think about you all the time. There's an old Elbert Hubbard book called The Diary of a Bookworm. And I have a couple autographed copies. And there was one online that was relatively inexpensive, like under $100. And I texted a picture of the book to Dave Wildeson, who publishes some of our books. And I said, hey, do you have this? He goes, no. I said, well, check your mail. And I bought it for him. And now he has a Diary of a Bookworm. And I can promise you, this guy will keep, he's a book publisher.
Mm-hmm.
What more appropriate gift could you give a person than a 100-year-old book autographed?
That's pretty cool.
That hits his topic.
So,
yeah, it's just, but if you're not thinking about it, you don't do it.
Right.
If you're only thinking about yourself at every possible moment of the day, or if you're a taker, not going to happen. But if you're a giver, if you're a genuine giver, then other people just kind of pop into your mind, and you have to do the right thing by them.
So I want to say hey to our friends here. We have Amy and Ravindra and Glenn. Hey again. What's up, guys? Brian, he says, what's your intention? If it's not authentic, valuable, and for them, it's perceived as inauthentic, fake, and quickly becomes disingenuous.
Ooh,
yes,
I love
so true. So true.
Disingenuous is a great word.
And Glenn, you go to the post office weekly?
Yeah, you know why?
Mm-mm.
He wants to pick up checks.
Oh, they come to us.
Yeah, they deliver the mail. Oh, late, but they come to us. When I lived in Indiana, though, I went to the post office all the time.
I'm at my dealer client and had to lower the volume for that conversation you just had. Oh, by the way, rap of the month. Go, Cynthia. Go, Cynthia.
Okay, so I think that you have to look at your actions during the course of any day and ask yourself, am I doing anything for other people? And I don't want you to like go volunteer your time and whatever for some organization that you're politically or organizationally involved with, the PTA or something, but you do have to do things that makes an impact.
I want to just say something. I asked you guys, not once, not twice, but three times. To put your rating, for those of you watching on Facebook, I asked you to rate yourself on how good you are at this and put it in there. And no one did. And you know what that tells me?
They don't have them.
No, that tells me you don't think you're as good as you need to be at it. It tells me you want to be better at this. And I get that. And the only way to get better at this is to become intentional at it. So put it on your calendar. Who am I thinking about today? Who am I investing in today? Which relationship am I going to invest in? Even if it's just a note, like a handwritten note to say, hey, was thinking about you, saw this news article, saw this magazine article that you might like, a tech or something, not political people, but like, you know, something that might be of interest to them. You know, I like Teslas. Maybe send me, don't send this to
Tesla.
Me, but
come on,
send
and
me
hurry,
an article
and
about
hurry
what
the
Elon
hell up.
Musk is up to. Like, that is such a great
if
way.
If you love me,
to get...
you would.
but just think about it. Like, once you know a person, they're so easy to connect with them. Last week, I spoke with this trademark attorney. He's freaking awesome. And I was on his pricing page and I kept scrolling down to the bottom because usually at the bottom, they list out all the prices and I wanted to get to the point. And at the bottom, right by his prices, he has a picture of him with his tricolor Cavalier. Ah! That's like immediate connection. First of all, I'm obsessed with Cavalier dogs. Second of all, I have a tricolor. We have a little baby Zoe. She's tri. And so all of a sudden, we're not talking about how much his stuff costs. It no longer matters. We both have Cavalier babies. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to send him a little... I hope he's not watching. I'm going to send him a little bandana or something for his dog. Immediate.
The kind like we already get when we groom our dogs. So we're going to send him one. It's not going to cost
us. No, it's not going to be a used one. Oh.
Come on, Jen.
Oh, man. I'm a 10 in 10. It's part of our sales process. That's awesome, Allison. And hey, Ken, rate what? I missed that. How good you are at investing in your business relationships. Are you a 5? So like on, usually it's like a 5-star scale online now. So are you a 5, which is best? Thinking and doing for others. Oh, yes. Thanks, Weldon. Thanks for filling him in.
And so the challenge for the day is, what are you doing to build relationships, not what are you doing for others? Mm-hmm. The challenge for today is, what is your value in the mind of your customer? How do they perceive you? Are they, if they had to put a piece of paper down on the table, red was taker, green was giver, which piece of paper would they raise?
But everyone's always concerned about profit. And once you put your value and your create that loyal connection, people stop arguing with you over price. I mean,
yeah.
Like
it becomes much less of an issue. It'll never go away completely, but it's way less of an issue.
No one's going to pay 100 times the price of what other people are paying. But if you're within reason and just a little bit more, but they're getting your value, they're getting your deep connection, your deep emotional connection, price goes away.
7 a.m. coffee with customers. Try that. And I'm not just saying a handwritten note to a customer. I'm saying put the tea bag in there. You know, put something in there that connects you on a personal level to where you know that you've hit it with them. You've struck an emotional nerve. Mm-hmm. And then you win. And when you get into the habit of thinking that way, when you get into the habit of doing it that way, dude, you win. And you win every time.
All right, guys, until next time.
Oh, we have to go now.
I'm Jen Gittimer.
We're busy. We get shit to do. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there and invest in your relationships so that your ass does not fall off.
Bye, guys.